The US President-elect Joe Biden has spoken about Brexit for the first time since his election. He made his comments to our Washington correspondent in his home state of Delaware. He said too much work had been done to see the return of a hard border on this island. I heard more from the man asking the question, Brian O'Donovan.
Well, back in September, during the presidential election campaign, Joe Biden tweeted that the Good Friday Agreement could not become a casualty of Brexit and that any trade deal between the US and the UK must be contingent upon respect for the agreement. That followed the introduction of the very controversial internal market bill by the UK government, and it prompted a lot of concern here in the US. You had the likes of the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, the Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Richie Neal, all issuing similar warnings. No US-UK trade deal if Brexit leads to the return of a hard border. Last night, Joe Biden made his first comments on Brexit since becoming president-elect. He said that too much hard work had been done to see the border between North and South being closed again. He said he had spoken to the Taoiseach, he'd spoken to the British Prime Minister, and he'd spoken with the French president, and he said the idea of a guarded border was just not right. I spoke to Joe Biden last night in his home city of Wilmington, Delaware.
Just a quick question about Ireland, if that's okay. I know.
Well, you can ask about Ireland anytime you want.
With Brexit negotiations underway right now, what's your message to those negotiators?
We do not want a guarded border. We want to make sure we work too hard to get Ireland worked out. And I've talked with the British Prime Minister. I've talked with the Taoiseach. I've talked with others and talked with the French. The idea of having the border north and south once again being closed and require, it's just not right. We just got to keep the border open.
That's Joe Biden there. And Brian, he was speaking to you after he unveiled some of the key members of his new staff, his foreign policy, his national security teams. And he's vowing that America will become a leader once again on the international stage.
Absolutely, Audrey. He was unveiling these nominees and he said that America was back, ready to lead the world, not retreat from it, ready to confront adversaries, not reject allies. And he said his team would make people proud to be Americans again. And he has very much vowed to move away from this Donald Trump America first, go it alone policy. He wants to rejoin multilateral groups, heal divisions with international allies. And many of those unveiled yesterday are from the Obama era, and they have experience in government and they have experience in international relations. And I think we saw lots of contrasts with the Trump administration yesterday when we saw Joe Biden's administration starting to take shape. His nominees spoke about being loyal to the country rather than loyal to the president and spoke about being led by facts and the truth. But the Trump administration, quick to criticize some of these nominees yesterday, we saw the current Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, saying that some of those who'd been unveiled had lived in a fantasy land, and he said they'd led from behind when it came to their dealings with Iran.
And what about Donald Trump, Brian? Is he continuing to fight the election result?
Oh, absolutely. And his campaign has launched a new tactic now, which is involving what they've described as public hearings into election fraud, even though there is no evidence of election fraud. And remember what's happening with this Donald Trump fight. He is losing legal action after legal action after legal action in all the courts in all the different states. And then more and more states are continuing to certify their election results, confirming Joe Biden's victory. But now his campaign is saying, we're going to go to the state legislatures in Pennsylvania, Arizona, and Michigan, key battleground swing states. And we're going to hold these public hearings in these state governments, and we're going to have witnesses giving testimony of this voter fraud and this corruption that they allege, but that there is so far no evidence to back up. The Pennsylvania Senate has said, however, that it's not going to be a hearing. They are instead describing this as an informal meeting. Now, this meeting is due to take place in Pennsylvania today, actually. And Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is expected to make a presentation at it. There were media reports last night that Donald Trump himself may make a surprise visit to this hearing, as they're calling it, although this is not on his official schedule. Meanwhile, the Biden transition is continuing. The White House last night agreeing to allow Joe Biden to start receiving daily classified briefings.
That's Brian O'Donovan, our correspondent in Washington.